cause I don't wanna be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Podcast from the University of British Columbia here in Vancouver, BC. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thanks to the news team every week for filling us in on what's happening around the world from the angle of social justice and giving voice to the issues that need to be heard that the mainstream media does not necessarily cover. This show is a little project of mine where I'm broadcasting sounds that you may not have heard from Australia, and some you may have heard. Like today, I'm getting back into Nick Cave because it is time for his most recent tour to kick off. The 2013 North American tour is underway very soon. I'm going to go see Nick Cave on the Bad Seeds in Seattle on Sunday. Very excited. I missed out on tickets in Vancouver, but not to worry. We'll have a little trip out of town. Will do me well. And it'll be great to catch one of Australia's preeminent songwriters play in Seattle. I'll tell you how that goes next time I'm on air. So this week I'll be digging back into some Nick Cave. It's always challenging to think of what songs to play. He's just, you know, he's hard pressed to record a bad album. I don't think anyone's really said he's put out a bad album at all. And there's so many songs to choose. So I've just picked a handful to play for you, including a couple of birthday party tracks first as well. The Birthday Party was Nick Cave's original band that he formed in Melbourne back in the late 70s. So that's coming up. We have new music, of course, as well, always towards the second part of the show. I'm going to introduce you to new Australian artists and Canadian. And New Zealand, actually. So we're going to play Henry Wagons from Australia, Pop Strangers, who I believe are from New Zealand. And also we're going to feature a great new Mint Records artist called Rennie Wilson from Edmonton, but he's now on the Mint Records label here based out of Vancouver. So lots of great mix today. And we're going to start, actually, with a short little tribute to Stompin' Tom Connors. Now, he did pass away recently, and I honestly... I'm not familiar with his music because I didn't grow up in Canada, but he is a bona fide national hero because he sings. He devoted his career exclusively to his country of origin, Canada. He was very serious about documenting the tales that he unearthed all across this huge country. And he wrote 300 songs, lots and lots of records, dozens of records. And... he passed away, it wasn't long ago, just a few weeks ago, March 6, 2013, he was 77 years old. So, Stompin' Tom Connors, if you're not from Canada, if you're one of the Australian listeners, I guess he's maybe equivalent to, say, Slim Dusty. Slim Dusty, of course, is very much an equivalent. Slim Dusty exclusively wrote about the country of Australia in the country music tradition, as does Stompin' Tom Connors. So Stompin' Tom was born on February 9th, 1936. And he wrote songs all about the country of Canada. I've dug up probably the best representation I can find of him, at least in the CD library here, which is called Stompin' Tom Sings Canadian History. And there's a little map inside here with numbers dotted throughout the map of Canada for each of the tracks to say where the song was from, or where, like, what he was writing about. So I'm going to pick for you three tracks today from the Stompin' Tom catalog. And he's quite the storyteller. So first up, I'm going to play for you a song that he wrote about one of his country music influences, a gentleman named Wilf Carter. He was Calgary born. Wilf Carter was was one of the Canadian country music world's first kind of stars, I guess. He was a yodeler, singer-songwriter. He was born in Calgary, but I believe he might have been based... He was actually born in Nova Scotia, but there's some reference to him moving to Calgary, that's it, where he found work as a cowboy. And so he was, yeah, very similar to Stoppard Tom, that he was very prolific and much loved by the country music community. So I'm going to play for you the track that Stoppard Tom Connors wrote as a tribute to his musical hero, Wilf Carter. That's the first track, and then I'm going to play for you two more, and I'll fill you in on what they're about after we hear them. So this is it. This is just a very brief tribute to Stoppin' Tom Connors, Canadian country music legend who just passed away in March of this year.
Hello, friends. This is Stoppin' Tom Connors, and I'd like to dedicate this song to that old Alberta cowboy himself, Wilf Carter. Dee-o-de-dee-de-dee, dee-o-de-dee-de-dee. In the year 1904, upon a cold December morn, in Port Hilford, Nova Scotia, Wilf Carter, he was born. Went to work for the local farmers at a very tender age, till the bush camps of New Brunswick hired Wilf for a better pay. And Wilf began to yodel-ee-de-lee in the backwoods of NB, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. From the Maritimes to Boston, now the wheat fields of the West, and the plains of old Alberta, they just seemed to suit him best. Punching cows and breaking horses was the life he loved to lead, and you'd always see Wilf Carter at the Calgary Stampede. And Wilf would always yodel-ee-de-lee on the streets of Calgary, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. When he sang, he played the guitar, telling stories that were true, for the songs he wrote were always about people that he knew. And he took his compositions down to Montreal by train, where he made his first recording and was on his way to fame. And Wilf began to yodel-ee-de-lee on the radio CBC, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. Just a plain and simple cowboy with that old familiar grin. To the USA, Wilf Carter was now Montana Slim. From the hungry hobo jungles to the top recording star, and the people came by thousands when he strummed that old guitar. And Wilf would always yodel-ee-de-lee in a voice so young and free, with a yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. Now the message of my story won't be hard to understand, and I think I speak for every hardcore country music fan. Though the modern record players have replaced the gramophone, I still love to hear Wilf Carter sing and play the cowboy song. And Wilf can always yodel-ee-de-lee anytime he wants for me, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, yodel-ee-de-lee. Yeah, Wilf can always yodel-ee-de-lee anytime he wants for me, with his yodel-ee-de-lee, 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 yodel-ee-de-lee.
Lost. Up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories, they were lost. Up in no man's land, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story. On November the 8th of 72, north of the Arctic Circle, a plane took off from Cambridge Bay, and the pilot's name was Hartwell. He had to make it to Yellowknife, although the night was storming, to save the lives of an Eskimo boy and a pregnant Eskimo woman. Oh, Mr. Hartwell, said the nurse, I pray that you will guide us to save this woman with her child and the boy with appendicitis. But the wind it blew and the storm it grew, and the signal of Contwoida they missed by miles, and flying wild they crashed beside Lake Hota. Lost. Up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories, they were lost. Up in no man's land, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story. Now Judy Hill, the federal nurse, she never lived to waken, and the life of the mother and her child were both soon after taken. But the pilot woke to find himself and the Eskimo boy were living, left in pain beside the plane to search the skies of heaven. Day by day, the pilot lay with both his ankles broken, and it took the lad everything he had to keep the fire stoking. While in the sky too far away, the rescue team were seeking a signal wave that might be traced to Hartwell's radio beacon. Lost, up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories, they were lost, up in no man's land, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story. After 19 days, the aerial search was said to be completed, until someone cried, they're still alive and the search must be repeated. And the day the beep was finally heard is a day we'll all remember. A man was found safe and sound on the 9th day of December. Hartwell said he should have died at 35 below zero. And the reason Hartwell did survive, the boy had died a hero. He brought me food when I couldn't move while he himself grew feeble. Yes, Davy Kutuk died a saint and a credit to his people. Davy Kutuk died a saint and a credit to his people. Lost, up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories, they were lost, up in no man's land, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story. Ottawa is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's to Ottawa and the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of British Columbia?
Victoria!
Victoria is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's to Victoria in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Alberta?
Edmonton
is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's to Edmonton and the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Saskatchewan?
Regina!
Regina is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's to Regina in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Manitoba?
Winnipeg
is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Winnipeg in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Ontario?
Toronto!
Toronto is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Toronto in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Quebec? Quebec City is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's to Quebec in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of New Brunswick?
Fredericton
is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's to Fredericton in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Nova Scotia?
Halifax
is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Halifax in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Prince Edward Island?
Charlottetown
is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's the Charlottetown in the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Newfoundland? St. John's is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down. Here's to St. John's and the land we love. Can anyone here name the capital of Canada?
Ottawa!
Ottawa is a mighty good town, they never turn a maple leaf upside down.
Here's to Ottawa and the land we love, and here's to the maple leaf flag that flies up in Canada's sky high above.
Yay!
April 4th through 6th in the CIRS building, it's the New Economy Summit at UBC. An incredible weekend of discussion about creating a sustainable, local, and financially sound economy, free to all students, faculty, staff, and community members. For more information, go to neweconomy@ubc.ca.
So there you have it, the very familiar sounds there of Stompin' Tom Connors, Canadian country music legend who just passed away in March of 2013 at age 77. And as I said, Australian listeners, he's pretty much the equivalent of Slim Dusty. He wrote a lot of songs all about his Canadian homeland and very much in the storytelling format. So the first track there was his own tribute to the other country music legend that came before him named Wilf Carter. He was also a Maritimer, so yeah, Stompin' Tom was a Maritime musician, well that's where he was from. He was born in St. John's, New Brunswick, but he did travel extensively throughout the country of Canada. The second track there was a real great storytelling track. The song was called The Martin Hartwell Story. And it was about a story, again, a true story where the lives of an Eskimo boy and pregnant Eskimo women were meant to be saved. They were in trouble, but the rescue operation went horribly wrong when the rescue plane went down in the no man's land of the Northwest Territories. So Stompin' Tom was very skilled at writing songs around these real-life events. And then finally was apparently a very, very well-known Stompin' Tom track called Name the Capitals. Can anyone name the capital of Saskatchewan? Yes, Regina. I know that now, but I didn't when I first came here. And I should say that too, myself being from Canberra, the capital city in Australia, most people I talk to in here don't know that Canberra is the capital of Australia, but it is. It's not Sydney, folks. Can you name the capitals? Can you name the capitals of the states of Australia? There you go. There's a little task for you, Canadian listeners. Anyway, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We just got through three tracks there from Stompin' Tom Connors, and I found those on Stompin' Tom Sings Canadian History. It's a little compilation CD I found here. And I must admit, I really hadn't listened to Stompin' Tom at all until, today, to be honest, because I didn't grow up in Canada, and he's a very Canadian-centric musician. But it's really great to get to know who he was and what he meant to so many people here in the country of Canada. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. You can find the website, of course, go to ozstrandedradio.com. And all of your podcast needs will be serviced. There's over 100 podcasts of the show. If you miss out, maybe you're listening right now and you have to dash off to do something fun, exciting on your Friday night, that's fine. That's totally okay, because you can listen to the rest of it later on. Go to ozstrandedradio.com and the podcast of the show will be up in a couple of days at the latest. And also, lots and lots of past shows are there with interviews. I do a lot of great interviews that you might be intrigued about. So this is Stranded, and up right next, it's time for some Nick Cave. The one and the only, because he's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds North American Tour is just about to be underway. I'll be right back with Stranded.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show on CRTR 101.9 FM. And now it's time to dig into the past career of Nick Cave, who we sporadically revisit because he is certainly the elder statesman of Australian alternative music. And I always like to play a couple of birthday party tracks whenever we revisit Nick Cave because it is where it began. I mean, more specifically, the Boys Next Door was his original band, but they changed the name to the Birthday Party, who were active from 1978 until 1983. They were quite an explosive and anarchic outfit, plenty of drugs involved, and incredibly cutting-edge music for the time. They relocated from Melbourne, Australia, to London, lived in quite challenging conditions, in that cold, wet city with not a lot of... They weren't exactly playing to the masses there. They had a very small cult following, but people who, you know, discovered the band then have been certainly lifelong fans, I would imagine, because it's when Nick Cave's talent was really coming to the fore as a lyricist and very, very intense performer. So the band featured Nick Cave on vocals, Mick Harvey... Tracy Pugh. Mick Harvey's a multi-instrumentalist. Tracy Pugh was the bass player, always seen with a cowboy hat and leather pants. There was Phil Calvert on drums and the brilliant Rowland S. Howard on guitars, the late Rowland S. Howard, who's quite a living legend, or, well, no longer living, but certainly a legend on the guitar. And I'm going to play for you just one track from the Birthday Party's official releases and then a live track. So let's play for you one of the slower tracks called Wild World. And then I want to play for you, we'll get a little bit more rowdy and play Junkyard, a live version of the track Junkyard, which I discovered on this CD here, The Birthday Party Live, 1981 to 83. And we're going to hear Junkyard as recorded at the venue in London in 1981. But first up, here's The Birthday Party with Wild World featuring Nick Cave on vocals.
It's a wild world. It's a wild world. It's wild.
don't push me. Don't push me. Don't push me. In a wild world. Huh. And don't push my wild girl. It's a wild. It's a wild world.
Sorry! skin. There's garbage in honey's sack again. Garbage in honey's sack again. Garbage in honey's sack again.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Going back there, a couple of tracks from The Birthday Party, Nick Cave's original band, and you heard Wild World, and then a brilliantly brutal version of Junkyard Live, 1981. From London, England, where the band were based at that point in time. Junkyard, of course, off the original recordings, the Junkyard LP, which came out in 1982. Powerful stuff, Birthday Party. I'm playing this, of course, because Nick Cave is back in town. He's playing Vancouver very soon. Tickets are well and truly sold out. I missed out, so I'm actually going to Seattle on Sunday. I feel very fortunate that a friend was quick enough to snap up a couple of tickets. So I'll let you know how that goes next time we play the show. So let's get into some more Nick Cave music. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Nick, of course, brilliant songwriter that he is, has a deep knowledge of and appreciation for the roots of music in America and the blues. And he's done... there was a covers record that Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds put out in 1986 called Kicking Against the Pricks, and it's just wonderful, like all covers of great old blues songs, or, you know, some of the old blues R&B songs from America. And there's a great cover, one of the covers on there I'll play for you right now, of Hey Joe, of course, the classic, which we know probably most well known version is the Jimi Hendrix version of Hey Joe. But this one from Nick Cave is just wonderful, brooding and mooding, as all his music tends to be. So let's play for you that for you now. And then after that, I'm going to play for you a track from 1988 from the Good Son LP, and that album contains the classics, The Ship Song and The Weeping Song, which are pretty well known now. So I'm going to play for you a lesser known track, the final track off that album called Lucy. It's quite a beautiful song. So we're into some Nick Cave right now. Here is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with their cover of Hey Joe from 1986 and the covers LP Kicking Against the Pricks.
Joe. Where are you going with that gun in your hand? Hey, Joe. Where are you going with that gun in your hand? I'm gonna shoot my baby. Messing around with another man. Hey, Joe, I heard you shot your baby down. Hey, shut your baby down. Yes, I did. I shot her. Mexico way. No hangman's about to put a noose around me. Last night I lay trembling to the moon. It was love. It was the end of a love, of a misery and woe. Then suddenly above me, her face a buried in a light. Came a vision of a beauty all covered in white. Now the bell tower is ringing and the night has stolen past. Oh, Lucy, can you hear me? Love her
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, broadcast at this time every week. My name's Matt, and the very familiar voice there of Nick Cave, with two tracks from first from 1986, the great Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds cover of the classic standard, Hey Joe, followed shortly thereafter by the album was The Good Son. Oh, I got it wrong, actually. The Good Son came out in 1990, not 1988. The Good Son was the sixth album from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And I played for you the final piece on that record called Lucy. Beautiful 4-minute track there. It's quite an obscure Bad Seeds song, but it was resurrected a few years later as a B-side as well, for the collaboration that Nick did with Shane McGowan of the Pogues. They did a cover of What a Wonderful World, and the B-side was Lucy. So let's keep going and get into some more recent Nick Cave songs. A couple of tracks from the Dig Lazarus Dig album, which came out a few years ago, which was a very strong collection of songs. And then we'll fit in one of his very latest single too from his current album. So let's play for you a couple of tracks now from Dig Lazarus Dig. Let's hear Night of the Lotus Eaters and Jesus of the Moon. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, broadcast at this time every week. My name's Matt, and the very familiar voice there of Nick Cave, with two tracks from 1986, the great Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds cover of the classic standard, Hey Joe, followed shortly thereafter by the album was The Good Son. Oh, I got it wrong, actually. The Good Son came out in 1990, not 1988. The Good Son was the sixth album from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And I played for you the final piece on that record called Lucy. Beautiful 4-minute track there. It's quite an obscure Bad Seeds song, but it was resurrected a few years later as a B-side as well, for the collaboration that Nick did with Shane McGowan of the Pogues. They did a cover of What a Wonderful World, and the B-side was Lucy. So let's keep going and get into some more recent Nick Cave songs. A couple of tracks from the Dig Lazarus Dig album, which came out a few years ago, which was very strong collection of songs, and then we'll fit in one of his very latest single too from his current album. So let's play for you a couple of tracks now from Dig Lazarus Dig. Let's hear Night of the Lotus Eaters and Jesus of the Moon. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
And stupid, I lie upon the stones and I swim. Darling little dandelions done the thing and they change from suns into moons. The dragons roam the shopping malls. I hear they're going to eat our guts. If I have the strength, I might pick up my sword and make some attempt to resist. Get ready to shoot yourself. Grab yourself in a heater. Get ready to shoot yourself. On the night of the Lotus Eater. Ooh.
you love my baby anymore. Killed my scales, they fishbowled me and they toured me round the old aquarium. They come in their hordes to tap the glass, the Philistines and barbarians. I like floating hips, nice if it's weaved round my hips. I do the hula for the hungry ones with the lames all through me too. Get ready to shield your city. Grab your sap and your heater. Get ready to shield yourself on the night of the Lotus Eater. Catastrophic leaders, get ready to shoot yourself. Grab your sap and your heaters on the night of the Lotus Eaters. The night of the Lotus Eaters. Now hit the streets. Now hit the streets. Stepped out of the St. James Hotel. I left you behind, curled up like a child. Change is gonna come. The door whispered shut. I walked on down the high windowed hall. You lay sleeping on the unmade bed. The weatherman on the television in the St. James Hotel said that the rains are gonna come. And I stepped out on the street, all sparkling clean in the early morning dew. Maybe it was you and maybe it was me. You came on like a punch in the heart. You lying there with the light on your hair, like a Jesus of the moon, a Jesus of the planets and the stars. I kept thinking about what the weatherman said. And if the voices of the living can be heard by the dead, well, the day is gonna come when we'll find out in some kind of way. I take a little comfort from that now and then. Cause people often talk about being scared of change,
But for me, I'm more afraid of things staying the same, 'cause the game is never won by standing in any one place for too long. Maybe it was you and maybe it was me. There's a chord in you that I could not find to strike. You lying there with all the light in your hair, like a Jesus of the moon, the Jesus of the planets and the stars. See the many girls walking down the empty streets. Maybe once or twice one of them smiles at me. You can't blame anyone for saying hello. I say hey, say hello, say hello. Will it be me or will it be you? One more stay and one depart. You lying there in the St. James Hotel bed like a the moon and Jesus and the planets and the stars. Say hello. Hello. Hello.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio. You could be on 101.9 FM on the dial if you're based in Vancouver, or citr.ca. You might be listening online anywhere across the globe. Or on podcast, ausstrandedradio.com is the website. Feel free to send me a line anytime. We have an email address there on the website. Lots of podcasts. I put a video clip up each week. And I'd love to receive your feedback or requests too, or stories about Australian and Canadian music, anything you want to say or pitch in. And CD reviews. I have Maya Abbey from Edmonton has begun contributing some wonderful CD reviews. You can read them at the CD and book review section on the website. And if you're inclined to, I'm always interested in people who'd love to collaborate, send through any reviews for CDs. I'll put them up, and of course you'll be your name will be there and tweeted to. And we do, yeah, we can follow us on Twitter at AusStrandedRadio. At AusStrandedRadio. So, two tracks there you just heard from the Dig Lazarus Dig album, which was the 14th studio release by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That was recorded in June and July of 2007. I played for you the tracks Night of the Lotus Eaters and then Jesus of the Moon. Now, since that time, of course, Mick Harvey has left the band. Mick Harvey, multi-instrumentalist, who had been with Nick Cave since the very, very beginning of the Boys Next Door in the late 70s in Melbourne. He finally left the band, he was a huge part of Nick Cave's sound and holding it together, so it's been really interesting to see how they go since he departed. And of course, Blixer Bargeld, long-term guitarist, is no longer with the band too. But who has stepped in to take his place is Ed Cooper, the legendary guitarist of the Saints, is now a touring member of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. So I'm really excited to see Ed Cooper in performance on this coming Sunday when I go to Seattle to see Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Speaking of which, we shouldn't neglect the brand new album. Of course, let's get into one more track now in this little Nick Cave special. Let's play the current single, which is called Jubilee Street. And the record is called Push the Sky Away, the latest by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Here we go. This is Jubilee Street. Hope you enjoy this song. We'll be right back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show.
Are shut. The furniture is gone. Hey, Horace, give us 3 shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. This is Matt. My name's Matt on the dial. And you just heard there the latest track from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Jubilee Street, the latest single from Push the Sky Away. Beautiful. I love that song. A subtle, understated song. And I'm looking forward to seeing Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds on Sunday in Seattle. I'm going to drive down there. Friends found some tickets. So, yeah. That's awesome. I couldn't be happier. Let's get into some newer music too. So thanks to the wonderful people, more of the volunteers here at the station. Sarah, the music director, holds a little circle each week where people, volunteers, listen to some of the CDs that have come in, and people say yay or nay if they want to add them to the list. And occasionally an Australian or New Zealand record pops up and they write it down. So I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks now from Henry Wagons. They're from Australia. This record was produced in Melbourne. And I'm going to read you out the little blurb that one of our volunteers wrote. So this is energetic, flavorful roots music with a myriad of deep, encompassing background instrumentation. Wagons' rich, deep voice grounds the album and marches through the flurry of dreamlike, sirenish background vocals. The album sounds like a man with a purpose, unwavering in the face of delicious distraction. For a roots album, there's quite a diversity of sound to enjoy. They're the words of Evan Brow, who is a volunteer at CITR. And so I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks. First one, Unwelcome Company, featuring Alison Mosshart. And then I've got here track 4, I Can't Find Her, featuring Robert Forster. Now that's exciting. Now I'm assuming that is the Robert Forster of the Go-Betweens, the legendary songwriter, Robert Forster. I can't imagine there's another Robert Forster out there making music. So that's exciting. So that'll be the second track you hear. This is a band called Henry Wagons, some roots music, some deep, serious roots music from Melbourne, Australia.
My head hit the pillow with a gentle blow, as the room smoothly turns into dreams I flow. The gentle patter of angels' toes circle round my bedside and brush against my nose.
Come, come with me.
the dust off the family tree. My great uncle Reginald was a master of carpentry. The romance of the hammer and nail won't be lost on me, Reggie, but I still can't find her. I still can't find her. Broken trust within a locket on a silver chain. My mother's cousin, Deborah, cheating on her husband, Wayne. Wayne's photo's been replaced by Bill, and that seems a little harsh to me, Debbie, but I still can't find her. I still can't find her. Rods and pictures and trinkets in plastic bags. Cannot tell the wheat from the chaff. I found out about you from my dead Auntie Lucy. But I still can't find her. I still can't find her. Never will, you never ever will. The key to the past isn't in the suitcase. There's no wheat and there's no chaff. There's just Lucy and Deborah smiling from the photograph.
I still can't find her. I still.
Silver chain. Hi everybody, this is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves, saying a big hello to CITR 101.9. Listen, sing along.
Not too much time left on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We just heard there two tracks from Henry Wagons from Melbourne, Australia. Some brand new roots music. And yes, that was, did you hear that voice? Robert Forster was a guest vocalist on that last track there called I Still Can't Find Her. Robert Forster was a legendary singer-songwriter from the Go-Betweens. Robert Forster and Grant McLennan were the two main songwriting powerhouses in that band. Legendary. So that was really great to discover. And let's play for you now another artist that popped up on the playlist here. And these guys are from New Zealand. They're called Pop Strangers. And I'm going to read for you the words of Kira Mitchell. She's a volunteer. This is what she wrote about it. New Zealand trio, dark punk-tinged punk rock, pop rock, dominated by driving bass lines that angrily dance around and warped grinding guitar riffs. The vocals range from an apathetic murmur on Witch's Hand to anguish wailing on occasion, As the band says themselves, Antipodes operates within a claustrophobic world of depression, captivity and dark matters of the heart. The meaning of this is up for interpretation. So the album's called Antipodes. The band's called Pop Strangers. They're from New Zealand, out on Car Park Records. Let's play for you a track from them now. And then we'll have a track from Rennie Wilson, the Mint Records artist.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show today. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com and Twitter is at ozstranded. Thanks so much. So that's about it for the show. You heard their last bands were Pop Strangers from New Zealand with the track Jane from the Antipodes record, and then Rennie Wilson, a Mint Records artist, with the track By and By. Brand new signing to Mint Records. Rennie is from Edmonton, Alberta. By and By is the single off his track Sugar Glider. That's about it. I'm going to leave you with The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. They are based here in Vancouver, and they're a blues duo who are really creating quite a stir with their contemporary blues music, but in the traditions of the deep blues style. So exciting stuff. Influences ranging from Robert Johnson to Jack White, and smothered in greasy, gritty soul and punched with funk. That's what it's on their website here. And you can find The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. You could actually catch them live at the Biltmore this weekend. Let's see. I want to check the exact. Yeah, the Biltmore, April 6, 2013, with Ben Rogers. Doors at 7 p.m. Show 8 p.m. Tickets available from Red Cat Zulu and also online at their website. So I'm talking about The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. Some blues music for you. A great duo. I'll leave you with their track now. Let's see. The track is called Burning Bridges. Thanks for listening. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Bye for now. See you next week. African Rhythms with David Love Jones is up next.
No one's home.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about. Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come